Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go get on you down.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Robert Brands. He's one of our innovation experts, the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation. Robert, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Yeah, so you can find more information via innovationcoach.com or, of course, the book website, which is robertsrulesofinnovation.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're talking about teaching innovation. We're talking about keeping innovation top of mind all the time, having a culture of innovation to sustain your business. And Robert, not only for owners to be able to sustain their business, but to help employees understand that being innovative themselves, contributing to the corporate innovation effort, sustains their paychecks too, right?
Absolutely, and that's why we were talking about just now, is that it's really ideally to motivate people, share one of the latest new product or service successes, and show what it does to the business, how much it makes it grow, or let it hire people, and really help you sustain the growth. And as we were talking, it's so important that this is a structured, repeatable process. I mean, plan trainings quarterly or at least annually. And one of the suggestions I would at least consider is that sometimes it's the individual who will best figure out what kind of training they need, and let them, as long as it's strategically aligned and it's aligned with the company, let them identify and bring it forward voluntarily.
Yeah, they need to bring that suggestion to the company, and let the company agree or disagree with that. But I mean, you're not saying they should go and get their own training. You're saying that they should notify you of what training they think they need.
Absolutely, okay. Because you All want right. to make sure it is fully aligned. But I can
right.
let me give you a great example of why training is so important. The Rexam, the company that bought the instant foaming hand soap business that I was part of, wanted to really launch and create an innovation spirit and culture, and they launched an innovation initiative. And after a couple of months, they realized that their people really hadn't had solid training in project management, very fundamental to this whole process of innovation. So they had to sort of stop the initiative, back up, get people trained in the core principles of project management, and then relaunch the initiative. And you can imagine that doesn't work. That's no longer a success, because at that time, people, all the effort and the enthusiasm and the momentum is gone. So think about your needs on training, on fundamental things before you launch initiatives. And most importantly, support it over time. You can always learn more, learn better, and look for best practices that should be added to be even better at what you do and help grow your business.
If you have a big enough team, Robert, what do you think about letting the team get together without you? If you're the business owner, let the team get together without you and talk about these things. I think I can see a lot of times where the owner, the leader, the founder of the company, the alpha member of the business, being absent from a meeting might engender more conversation, a little more openness. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I really encourage a facilitator at times, whether it's an internal one from a different department that isn't that close, or external,
but,
period.
But not the alpha member of the company. Shouldn't be the exception.
No. Exactly. Not an overbearing person, but...
If the alpha member attends, he or she has to say, I'm just going to be one of the members.
Right. Exactly. And obviously he has to behave accordingly.
I've seen this before, folks. It works. Go ahead. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah. No. It absolutely works. And I often, when people do brainstorming, I really do not encourage the CEO or the leader or the president to do the facilitating, because people will hold back. Whether you think you have a great relationship or if you have a great relationship with your employees, they are still a little bit more sensitive on what they say and do, and you want really an open-minded, open-spirited, free-flowing dialogue without being judged.
Right.
So think about facilitators in those circumstances.
Right.
But back to the time. I mean, one of the challenges, how much time do you spend on this stuff? The key thing is you got to think about it, you got to plan it, and try and structure it in a repetitive motion.
I think for a small business, once a quarter is a minimum amount of time. I think once a year is not often enough, because you can lose a generation, you can lose a product or a strategy in a year's time. You could get behind the eight ball on that. So I think once a quarter is a better time if you can't do it more often. Hey, Robert, give us the website one more time, please.
Yeah, it's innovationcoach.com or robertsrulesofinnovation.com for the book.
Good job, Robert. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Good job. We'll see you next time. Robert Brands, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.